bring yourself into a comfortable seated position. If you're on a chair, you can bring your body towards the front of the chair so that you are sitting upright and have your feet flat on the ground. If you're sitting on a cushion, you just want to make sure that your hips are higher than your knees. And you can take a moment to lengthen your spine, lengthen the back of your neck, and then relax the lines on your forehead. Relax the space behind your eyes. Relax the back of your tongue. Relax your jaw. Relax your shoulders and your arms so you're in an upright and alert position. For this technique of see out, we're going to work with our eyes open. So if your eyes aren't already open, gently open them. And then allow your attention to be naturally pulled to the sight of an object. And when you notice that you are drawn to the sight of an object, take a moment to note that you're looking at something. And then out loud or to yourself, say, see. And focus on it for a few seconds. And then allow your attention to be pulled to another object. Note that you're looking at it and say, see. And then repeat this process at a regular pace. As you note each object, you want to try and notice the details of the object. So get really curious about what you're looking at. And then when you feel your attention being pulled away to something else, let it. Label it C, notice the details, and let it go. It's very normal when you're doing this practice that your eyes start to defocus. So if you're noticing that the environment is starting to look a little bit blurry, just know that this is a restful state of external seeing. And if you notice this is happening, this natural defocusing, you can use the label rest instead of see. And then you can intentionally refocus your eyes and continue to allow your attention to be naturally pulled from object to object. If you find yourself pulled away from this activity by thoughts or by sounds, that's all right. Let that be in the background and bring most of your attention to looking at objects in the room or space in which you're in. And when you notice an object has caught your attention, acknowledge that and label it C. And if your vision has gotten blurry, you can label that experience rest. You may be pulled from one object to another, and then back to the original object, or it might be a new one each time. Or it might be the same object every time. All of those work. whatever you are naturally drawn to looking at can be the object of your focus. Your only job is to notice when you're looking and label it C, or notice when your vision has gotten blurry and labeling that rest. Although you're only spending a few seconds looking at each particular object, you can get really curious about the object. You can notice the size and shape of it, the colors and textures. Notice if the object is moving or if it's staying still. And if you're experiencing a lot of blurriness, a lot of defocused gazing, you can notice, is it your whole field that's blurry or just a part? Is the blurring the same? Is it, or does it have movement to it, or is it stable? And you can also notice how it feels to be experiencing this blurry vision. Are you noticing any emotional feelings in reaction to it? So you're noticing the details for a couple of seconds, letting it go and refocusing your attention on what you can see. Every time you come back to refocusing your attention on what you can see in the room or space in which you're in, every single time you come back to this activity, you're strengthening your skills. You're strengthening the skill of concentration, so you can focus on what you want to focus on as you focus on it. You're developing the skill of sensory clarity, so being able to notice the details of an experience in real time. And you're developing equanimity. So by not judging what object you're interested in, or the details of that object, or adding to the story of what you're looking at, each time you just look at the object and the details of it, you're building equanimity, the ability to have things come and go without strong reactions. Our main work is to look around the room in which we're in, and when something catches your eye, label it C. Concentrate on it for a couple of seconds, and then let your attention be drawn to the same or another object. Label it C and focus on it for a couple of seconds. and then let it go. And voila, you did it. So that is the see out technique. Thank you for your practice.